Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. In the epistle of James, chapter 3 and verses 13 through 18, James describes two kinds of wisdom. First of all, the wisdom from below, which is not really wisdom, actually. And secondly, the wisdom from above, which is the true wisdom that comes down from God. And for this true wisdom, James provides a list of characteristics of what it's like. And I want to look at three of them. Three of them hang together. The words sound similar to each other in the original language. The three words are peaceable, gentle, and open to reason. You find those in James 3, 17. The first one, peaceable, that's the umbrella category over the three, to be a peacemaker. And then the next two are words that describe what it's like to be a peacemaker, first of all, when you're in a position of strength, and secondly, when you're in a position of weakness. So we'll take them one at a time. The word that describes being a peacemaker when you are in a position of strength is the word gentle or considerate. This is the ability to get inside the other person's perspective and serve them in a way that's fitting, given who they are and their circumstances. You say to the other person, I'm reducing your load specifically because I recognize you're almost at a breaking point. Why do I make a meal for someone or share an encouraging word or help arrange to solve a practical problem? Well, it's because I know that's exactly what they need right now. So that's being gentle or considerate. Being a peacemaker when you are in a position of weakness, well, the word is, depending on your translation, open to reason or being submissive. And those two are the same thing when you realize the idea is to be open to reason in situations where you are in the wrong. For most of us, maybe all of us, one of the most difficult things in the world to do is to admit when we are wrong. We've done something wrong, it's pointed out to us, and our immediate reaction is to make excuses. Have you ever seen an example of a proud person admitting that they were wrong? If you've ever seen it, it's a beautiful thing to behold, because you don't expect it. Now, someone might look at these qualities and say that they sound kind of wimpy, but actually, not only do they take great strength, but the real thing to remember is that this is wisdom from above. In other words, it's not natural to us. We have a call here to be open to the Lord, to be yielded to Him, because it's only from Him that we can become and grow in being this kind of peacemaker. May it be so for me and for you. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.